What You Don't Understand About Insurance, brought to you by Carolina's Insurance and Investment Group in Rock Hill, doing what we say we will do.
Pleased to have with us today Austin Clinton from Carolina's Insurance and Investment Group. Austin, one of the things that's a variable when it comes to insurance is, what should my deductible be?
That's right, Manning. And I talk with my clients every year at renewal to go over where their deductible currently is and if they have any interest in raising it or lowering it, because I look at insurance as it's there to help with catastrophes, but it's also not a good thing to file too many ticky-tacky smaller claims, because in the end, you might end up paying more because your premiums are going to increase. So I look at it as sometimes it's not a bad idea to raise that deductible to $2,000, $5,000, and take on a little bit more of the risk yourself and save money on premiums. And then if a catastrophe does happen, then you pay that deductible and then the rest is covered.
Many people would say, you know, what insurance is there for? For catastrophic situations. And if you nickel and dime the insurance company, that's going to come back to you with higher premiums.
That is right. So for a lot of these few $100 claims or $800, maybe even $1,000, a lot of times I will recommend to not file that claim, to pay it out. And I know that's not fun, but in the long run, it usually is a good decision, and then save a claim to be filed for whenever it's a big one and you really need it.
So when it comes to renewal, one of the things you need to discuss with Carolina's Insurance is the whole question about deductibles. Let them show you what the options are and how it could save you some premium dollars. Thank you, Austin.
Thank you, Manning.
Join us next week for What You Don't Understand About Insurance, brought to you by Carolina's Insurance and Investment Group in Rock Hill, doing what we say we will do.